Yeah, good, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
No, not a problem. We're coming... Geez, busy on our roads at the moment, isn't it?
It is very busy on the roads, and there's a lot of roadworks out there as well. I quite often drive the Midlands Highway and the Bass Highway, and there's a lot of roadworks going on, so... thing is, make sure we slow down those roadwork zones down to 40, because the safety of the road workers is our responsibility. So drive safe, keep them safe.
That is correct. Now, today we're going to be talking about the Fatal Five. Nick, can we talk through the Fatal Five?
Yeah, the Fatal Five. Most people have heard it by now, but just to go through it, we're talking about seatbelts, drink and drug driving, speeding, fatigue, and inattention.
Okay, so let's talk about seatbelts. Rather important part of driving.
Very important. It's critical. Modern cars nowadays, most of them have, you know, warning devices to tell us don't forget to put your seatbelt on. A few of the older models don't. But the key thing is, you know, seatbelts save lives. I can't put it any more bluntly than that. I've been a crash investigator for 8 years of my 32 years in Tasmania Police, and I went to too many fatal crashes, which were survivable crashes. They weren't overly high speed or... the mechanisms of the crash meant, yep, this is clearly a survivable crash, but the only reason people didn't survive was the fact they weren't wearing their seatbelts.
Yep.
Clear as that.
And we can, you know, Ed, I sometimes, I don't know, as silly as it sounds, I sometimes sit on my office chair here in the studio and think to myself, I don't have my seatbelt on. So it's kind of second nature when you hop behind the wheel of a car that it just happens before you even think about it.
I do all the time when I'm back in there, the garage. I might back the car out to do something in the garage. I haven't even realised I've put the seatbelt on as I've jumped in.
Yeah.
So it's a good habit to have, and that habit could save your life.
Correct.
Or save someone else's life as well.
Yeah. We spoke about this last time, and that speed.
Speeding, I think most of the public are now aware. There is the mobile speed cameras are back on our roads.
And they're a sophisticated bit of kit too at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, they certainly are. It's a state growth lead project. Tasmania Police is just providing some support to state growth, but they can pick up vehicles from a long distance away. They can pick up vehicles over multi-lanes. They have the trailers out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the thing is, they can pop up anywhere, anytime, and they're a lot harder to pick than a marked police car on the side of the road, so keep the speed limit and you won't have any problems.
Yeah, right. We're reading through the Fatal Five this afternoon. Alcohol and drugs are a really big factor here.
Yeah, they are. And it's not rocket science. It's as simple as that. If you get a drink, don't drive your car. And obviously don't take illicit drugs or even prescription drugs. If you're taking prescription drugs, make sure you're not affected by those prescription drugs when you are driving. But we harp on it all the time, and that's a community we've I've seen over the 30-odd years I've had in Tasmania Police, the attitudes of people have changed. Drinking and driving is no longer accepted by the public. People condone it heavily, and as they should. So the key thing is there, if you get a drink, don't drive. Make another plan. Get a taxi. Get someone else to drive you who hasn't been drinking. And just leave the drugs alone if you get a drive.
You know, and you made that point before about prescription drugs as well. I mean, a lot of the time you'll see one of the first things it says is do not operate heavy machinery. A car comes under that umbrella, doesn't it?
Can do, yeah. And the main thing is if you're not sure about what effect these drugs can have on you, they are prescribed. Talk to your doctor. Get the advice from your doctor. They're the experts in relation to drugs and medicines. Get the advice from them, am I safe to drive a motor vehicle when I'm taking these drugs? And quite clearly, if they're telling you no, don't drive. As simple as that.
Good question to ask. Okay, let's talk about point number four, and that's distraction. This can be things happening outside of the vehicle as well as inside the cabin.
Yeah, distraction, inattention, it certainly is. And that's talking about, you know, the good old thing I'm talking about at the moment, the mobile phone.
Mm.
If you're driving along, don't go pick up your mobile phone, don't talk on it, don't check for messages. Every time you put your eyes down, even if you're travelling at 16 kilometres an hour, your vehicle's travelling at roughly 16 metres per second, every second. So that's, you know, over 3 seconds, that's the length of an Olympic swimming pool your vehicle's travelled, and that's at 60 kilometres an hour. So if you're on the highway doing, you know, 110, you know, you're up around nearly 90 to 100 metres in that sort of time period. So don't take your eyes off the road.
It's
keep
a lot.
Off the phones. Simple as that.
Absolutely alarming, that one. And that's inside the vehicle, let alone what's going on outside it. And again, we spoke last time about how technology in cars is improving year by year, and you know they're slowly taking the control away from us when it comes to driving. But that doesn't mean you need to stop doing a job as a driver. Let's use cruise control as an example. It's not just flick on and kick the, you know, the seat back and relax. You're still going to be paying attention all the time.
Yeah, you certainly do. And also, a lot of people forget, it's not only what's happening ahead of you, it's what's happening behind you. There could be, you know, a vehicle coming up behind you at a greater speed. There could be something coming in from your left, from your right, from an intersection. So we've got to be really aware all the time what's happening 360 degrees around us, not just what's happening directly in front of our bonnet. Make sure we're looking well up the road so we can see what's happening well ahead. Looking out to the both sides, and don't forget, that's what mirrors are on cars in cars for, so we can see what's happening behind us, and let's use them so we can be aware of what's happening around us.
And fatigue also contributes here. That's another point in the fatal five.
It is. Tasmania isn't an overly large state, but still, if you're travelling when you're tired, simple, pull over, have a rest. I've done it before. I've been tired and I've been travelling to and from work or during work time. I'm not too ashamed to say, yep, I can't drive. I've pulled over, had a bit of a walk around, pulled in a town, had a coffee. And it's amazing what having that 15 to 20 minute break can really do to refresh you and make you feel better. And if you're planning on big trips, you know, make sure you get a good night's sleep the night before. Share the driving. Just take basic things to take care of yourselves. Can't stress enough. If you're feeling tired, take some action. Pull over and stop.
Great points there. You can find out more about the Fatal Five at police.tas.gov.au. Let's all do our part to make driving on Tasmanian roads safe this summer and, in fact, all year round. Inspector Nick Clark, thank you for your time today on The Home Run. Really appreciate it. And we'll get you back on in the coming weeks.
Thank you very much. I think you highlighted the point then. It's not just police. It's not just individuals. Everyone as a community has got a responsibility in relation to road safety.